You're listening to a Frequency Podcast Network production.
Hello, Jordan.
Hi, Steph.
So I wanted to just ask you a few questions so we can kind of break this all down for people who are new to the show.
It's called a feed warmer. Be real with the people.
A feed warmer.
Keeps it hot till the real episodes arrive in a week or so.
Reminds me of like a new Webkin brand or something.
I don't even know what a Webkin is. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this show.
Okay. Well, let's just ignore that. And I'll jump into the first question, if you're ready.
Please.
So what is in this economy? What are we trying to do here?
We're trying to help people with their finances. That's the easiest way to put it. But really, what I like to think of it as is a money podcast for the end of the world. It is a show that will hopefully let us explore how we got into this mess. If you're a person just trying to live a regular life and afford things that people have been affording for decades, you know, a home, a child, a car, a gym membership, a wedding, all the sort of normal expenses of modern life that so many people see as out of reach right now. And when they wonder why it's out of reach, they're told just to work harder. And I don't think that that's right. And I think what we do on The Big Story is we explore the forces behind issues that matter to Canadians. And that's what I want to bring to this show.
Cool.
You sound satisfied with that answer.
I was going to say, I've heard you talk about it also as like the, I'm forgetting the word now, but it's like the thing you get on the back of the seat when you board a plane. And it's got like the safety instructions for what to do if there's a crash.
Oh, it's not that. It's a survival guide.
A survival guide.
We want people to actually come out of this doing better than surviving. So that's why I'm calling it like a roadmap or a travel guide, because we have to navigate this shit, but we hope that we won't just like drag ourselves across the finish line all bloodied and hurt, but we'll actually be able to achieve the things that we assumed we would be able to one day and all of a sudden felt like we couldn't.
Right. We want people to thrive-ish.
Even in this economy.
Okay, so why are you hosting the show? You already have a show. Why are you hosting too?
It's a funny story. Nobody has any money in this economy. And everybody's trying to squeeze juice from a stone. And we don't have enough money to hire another host. So here I am, doing double duty. I'm working a second job. In fact, some would say that this is my side hustle.
Oh, gosh. Okay, give yourself a little bit more credit.
I really wanted to host the show. Yeah. Obviously, I am sure that if I had said, no, I'm too busy, we would have found another host. Probably you, Steph, because we still wouldn't have hired one.
I'm too awkward.
No, we would have found a host if I had have said no. But because this show exists in the Big Story universe and because it has roughly the same premise of the Big Story with a bit of a twist that we'll talk about in a second, I wanted to be the person asking the questions because I probably egotistically think that I am good at asking questions that don't assume anyone has a base of knowledge, asking questions that help people understand the big picture of why things are the way they are. And because we've always prided ourselves at The Big Story, not just me, but everybody who's worked on the show, including you, Steph, on being more empathetic than traditional news coverage. And I think when I talk to people about money, or when you hear people talk about money, it's something that needs a lot of empathy right now. And I didn't want it to be covered with just a traditional news bent, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you're a good curious person, right? That's the Big Story tagline. Curious person asks a...
Curious person talks to a smart person. I'm just good enough to stay employed.
Have two jobs.
To have two jobs. To have a side hustle.
Yeah, to have a side hustle. Awesome. So we've covered the economy on The Big Story. Why not just do more of those episodes on that show? Why do we need new show, new feed, new branding, all that stuff?
The Big Story is awesome and I love it. And it does a great job of explaining, as I said, why things are the way they are. When it comes to something as personal and as emotional as money and finances, and those things are all tied up with like your hopes and dreams for your life. as I said, we covered the economy a ton on The Big Story, but what we can't really do on TBS is help people get things done in this economy. We're not a personal finance advice podcast. We don't have time for it on TBS because we have to represent all sides of the country. We have to try to examine the issue from a micro and a macro level. And what gets lost when we cover the economy is anything specific, anything that goes beyond kind of like, so what should people look for when they're grocery shopping? Which is great. Like, I'm sure that's helpful when we have a good guest explaining that. But what we really wanted to be able to do was explain to people what's happening, why it's happening, and do all that stuff that The Big Story does, but then actually go out of our way to find some actionable things. You know, we're not going to magically be able to wave our wand at the end of the show and you'll be able to afford a house, but there are ways that you can end up owning property in this economy, even if you can't currently buy your own home in Toronto. And we wanted to be able to explore those in depth so people feel empowered to like actually consider that as a solution that works for them. That's a little bit long-winded, but the long and the short of it is that news podcasts aren't great for helping specific people with specific situations. And that's what we want to do here.
Right. We're taking news you can use to another level. We're making it even more personal.
It's service journalism, really. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Service journalism, extremely underrated form of journalism, by the way, for all the journal nerds out there.
Yeah, service journalism is great. Okay, so that's out of the way. Since we started making this show, I've been consuming a lot of money and other like personal finance shows.
Me too.
And there's definitely a lot out there.
Yeah, tons.
But I think something that we need to get across is how in this economy is going to be different from all those other ones. Take a stab at it.
Well, this is the part. Yeah, I mean, this is the part where I'm supposed to talk crap about all the other personal finance shows, which is not what I'm here for. You're trying to get me in trouble in my brand new industry.
Okay, maybe not. You don't have to name any shows, but what's like the general consensus why we think that this show or how we think this show is going to be different?
I think there's lots of great money shows out there. I also think there are some terrible ones that I've listened to recently, but it's less about comparing us to individual shows and more about talking about the tone of advice and recommendations and so much of the personal finance content, because I'm not just talking about podcasts here. There's like this is a huge TikTok and YouTube industry, and there's lots of columns written, and you can watch Talking Heads on cable news give this kind of advice. And there's a reason why like avocado toast and don't buy a latte and that kind of stuff is cliche, because so much of the advice that's given often by older established people to younger people trying to establish themselves in this economy is austerity based. It's like, if you just give up this and that, then you'll be able to afford it. If you stop spending your money on the lattes and the avocado toast, sure. But also like anytime somebody talks about like having gotten Taylor Swift tickets or whatever, and then mentions that, you know, they're going to struggle to make rent that month, they'll be judged for that by people who are like, well, why would you even treat yourself to something that you enjoy when you can't even afford rent? Mm-hmm. And that tone just really grinds on me. And that's what we're really trying not to be. If you listen to the trailer for this show, we had a lot of fun just gathering so many clips of people being like, yeah, borrow money from your parents, or, you know, just rent out your house that you obviously own for a bit, or all this kind of stuff that just assumes your life is totally different from what it is, and judges you for trying to make your life livable, even though you can't afford something else. And so I don't want to talk crap about any other podcast or YouTube or whatever, but that's the tone of stuff that I absolutely hate and we will never do on this show. We won't judge you for treating yourself to an ice cream while you're trying to buy a car or going to see Taylor Swift, although I would like to buy the tickets from you if you have them.
Well, yeah, I think the other aspect is that, you know, especially on social media, a lot of the advice is geared towards Americans. And so the tips we're going to give on our show are going to be directed specifically to Canadians.
Yes, there are a very limited number of finance shows, money shows, business shows that speak specifically in Canadian terms, talking about the interest rates in our country, the rate of inflation in our country, all that kind of stuff. And You know, to be honest, that's one of the reasons we started The Big Story, too, is, you know, there was a ton of news, politics, analysis, all that kind of stuff coming out of the United States. But there really was nobody doing anything like that for just Canadians and focusing on this country. So that's what we're trying to do here.
Yay. All right. Who should listen?
You know, when I picture the key audience for this show, I picture people who, like I said before, are at a point in their lives where they thought they'd be able to do more financially than they really are. They thought that, you know, by the time they were in their 30s, they'd be owning their own home and be thinking about starting a family. And instead, they don't know how they can afford either of those things. Or people who are just beginning their careers and are being told that they should be planning to work 3 or 4 jobs to get ahead, or people who are on lower incomes towards minimum wage and, you know, would at least have thought that they would be able to afford groceries to feed their families. And now they're finding that they're struggling with that as well. And it does seem like every new economic update makes things a little bit harder for people in all those brackets. Basically, anybody who's not filthy rich can probably identify with some of the problems we have on this show.
Or if you're out there and you're just feeling extremely overwhelmed,
yes.
I think this show will just empower you with information you need to just have a better understanding of what's going on so you can take a deep breath and hopefully take the next step they need.
And people who get it and who aren't going to judge you for being wherever you are based on wherever you thought you would be. I think that that's always something I try to keep in mind.
Yes. Perfect. Okay. Last question. When and where can people listen?
As always, you can get it wherever you get your podcasts, including, obviously, you'll be able to find it at frequencypodcastnetwork.com. If you're already subscribed to The Big Story, you will see the first couple of episodes in your feed right there, just to make it easy for you. And as for when you can get it, if you're listening to this, you've already found the feed, so just hit subscribe and you will automatically get the episodes when they arrive.
Sweet. I think you just went into like outro mode as you were saying that answer, but I liked it.
Outro mode is just like, it's automatic, it starts, and I almost just said the phone numbers and the emails and all that stuff. Seriously, just get your podcast wherever you want to get it. And since you know it's going to be good, just rate and review right now. Why wait?
Yeah, don't wait. Okay, thank you, Jordan, so much for answering all my questions.
Thanks, Steph.